Life Audio.
Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to express my thanks to everyone who uses our Buy Me a Coffee link to support our shows and our online ministry content. As I record this, there are nearly 100 of you who have done so, and I'd love to meet you personally, and here's how I hope to do that. This Sunday evening, March 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be hosting an informal online meetup, Q&A, and prayer time for our supporters. Everyone who supports our show through the Buy Me a Coffee link in this episode's description is invited. All supporters will be receiving an email with the Zoom link later this week, and I can't wait to meet you. Now, let's take a quick pause for a few words from our network, then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1, which says, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure. One of the easiest things in the world to do is complain. It seems like everyone does it. We tear things down with our words. We cut people down with our criticism. We may even be tempted at times to complain about the work God is doing. But there's a better way to use the words we speak. It has always been the plan of God to provide for the redemption of humanity. God the Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth in the fullness of time to rescue us. He lived, died, rose again, ascended, and is returning to rule and reign. None of this is accidental or reactionary. It has always been God's intention. We can complain about momentary circumstances, or we can lift up our voices and praise God for all that He's doing for the good of humanity. He deserves our praise because He has done and continues to do wonderful things. The Lord's plans are sure, which means they aren't shaky or fickle. This also means your existence isn't an accident or a collection of misfortunes. God has a plan for your life, and you can praise Him for the wonderful things He's accomplishing on your behalf. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at a portion of it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Your Word, we can see that we're encouraged to praise You. We're encouraged to exalt You because of who You are and what You do. You are Lord over all creation. And You have a plan for what You've created. You have wonderful things in store for Your creation. And we're grateful that we have the privilege to be part of what You're doing. Even before mankind was created, You planned for our redemption. Even before we were fashioned, You ordained the fact that we would have the privilege to know You through Your Son. We're grateful, Lord, that our lives are not an accident. We're grateful that this world is not an accident. We're grateful that You plan things out, and Your plan is perfect. Lord, we know that this is something we need to give You praise for as we think about this on a big scale, but we also need to be praising You and trusting You in the midst of thinking about how this applies to our day-to-day lives. Your Word makes it clear that You have a plan for Your children. You have a plan for us as a group and as individuals. And we want to give You praise for that today. Thank You, Lord, for Your love. Thank You for Your goodness. And thank You for Your presence with us right now. You've given us hope and a future through Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Your name deserves to be lifted up through the words that we speak and through the life that we live. By Your grace, we pray that it would all be for Your glory. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.